Hey y'all, and welcome to Empowered AF with me, Joe Thomas. Today we have one of my favorite people who I have been so blessed to get to know this last year, Miss Tamara Lindza. She is the CEO of Wellness. Oh my gosh, I almost messed it up already. Wellness Spa and Lindza's Healing Hands, plus so many other things that she's doing, so many things she has her hands in the community. I really think y'all are gonna just be blessed hearing her story today, getting to hear how she's just managed to overcome some difficulties in her life, but how she's still continuing to grow her empire, grow a community where she's empowering women. So, welcome to our podcast, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me. Good morning.
Hello, I am so glad to have you. I'm so excited. Just being in your space is always so much fun. I was so thankful and blessed to get to be a part of your event last year. So as soon as I was doing this, I'm like, okay, I have to have her on my podcast because I love working with you. So
Well,
I'm going
thank
to have
you.
you just introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about you, a little bit about your story, and we'll kind of just dig into all the goodness that you have.
All right. Hello out there. My name is Tamara Lindza, like Joe said. I am the CEO of the Wellness Spa right here off of 54th and Keystone, central location of Indianapolis. I am also the CEO of Lindza's Healing Hands. And if you haven't heard of me, come and catch these hands. Look, listen, you will be so blessed, healed, and rejuvenated by these hands, I promise you. I am the curator of Owen Monet Skincare Collection and the curator of Diamonds Last Forever Women's and Youth Empowerment Conference. I am a mother of two, a child of God, and I just keep on persevering after challenge after challenge after challenge.
I love that. I told y'all she is out here doing everything. Oh, I love it. So I want you to kind of just, we're gonna just dig into your journey a little bit. I want us to talk about how I know that you've overcome some depression, you've overcome a lot with being a single mom, and just some of the other challenges that you face and how you were able to just keep pushing through when all of that came up.
Okay. So one thing as far as single mom goes, I kind of separate the two, okay? My relationship status has no correlation to my parenting status. All right. Parenting is difficult whether you're doing it, you're co-parenting, you are married, or if you are single, okay? So, parenting is just stressful.
Amen to
I
that.
mean, it can be stressful, right? So I really don't like the depression state, like it didn't come as a single mom, you know what I mean? Because when I had my daughter at the young age of 19, I had to figure out, I'm fresh out of high school, trying to figure out how I'm going to take care of my own self. And then add a new a little person in there. So that's where the stress came from. But we did it. We grew up together. She is 24 now. And so it's like I really don't associate the two, you know, there's a difference. So
Well, let's dig in a little more. I know that you said you've, experienced some depression, and I know you've also experienced the heartbreak of child loss. And I know there's so many listeners out there who are either going through or have been through what you have been through. And I think just being able to speak to them, tell us a little bit, whatever you're comfortable with, wherever you're at in your healing journey, and how you've been able to get to where you are now. Maybe, just give some of them that are maybe a little more fresh into this journey, just some hope.
So, like you said, I did lose a child at 25, the age of 25, and that's where the depression came in. When I say I was severely depressed, I didn't want to get out of the bed. It was difficult taking care of my 5-year-old daughter. I did have support and help from her father and my parents. However, it was when I say I didn't want to be here, I didn't want to be here. I didn't want to be here for anybody, let alone myself, because we hear the cliche of the father, the motherless child, but what is a mother that loses a child?
Right.
And how do you navigate that from day to day and still have to take care of a little person and still have to take care of yourself? What does grief look like? How do you push through and persevere everyday life, daily life skills? So one thing that I will say is, honestly, it sounds so crazy, but I really didn't grieve. I just kept on going like life, like everything was okay. I swept things under the rug. Of course I cried. Of course like I said, I was depressed. But did I actually grieve the loss of my son? No, not until recently.
That was gonna be my next question. Have you reached that point, and what has that journey kind of looked like?
I have. So 2 years ago, like I said, my son passed in 2004. I refused to go to the gravesite. I didn't get him a headstone until about 2 years ago. And when I tell you, it felt like I picked the scab off of a healed wound and just bled all over again, because I felt like I was going through the burial process all over, because I really was,
Absolutely.
I had to figure out what I wanted on his headstone. I had to pick out the headstone. It was reliving that all over again. And so now I go out to the gravesite. Like, I actually had to call the cemetery. It's like, hey, I don't even know where my son is at. Can you go out there with me? And I felt embarrassed asking that. But again, up until 2 years ago, I didn't feel like, hey, my son's not here, so what am I going out here and sit at a gravesite for? That was just me. Other people, they need that. And so now, I do go out there. Sometimes I'll just go out there by myself and be like, hey son, how you doing? Like, I'll talk to you like I'm talking to you. Like, hey, how's it going? Mommy misses you. I wonder what you would look like. How would you be into sports? Would you be taller than me? 'Cause I'm just a little bit of a small person. I do. Like, so now I do. I talk about him all the time. I'm not ashamed. At first, it was just like I felt like I couldn't speak, because if I spoke on him, then the tears would flow. And
Absolutely.
I'm not saying that that doesn't happen day to day, or whenever I speak about my son, that I don't cry, but it's happy tears now. It's like, okay, yeah, I feel him with me. I speak to him every single day, and some people might say that that's so crazy. How are you doing that? That's my baby. So,
Absolutely.
and he's here in the business with me. He's the reason why I'm doing massages anyway.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh, tell us a little
So,
bit about that. I didn't know about that portion.
I know. So you have to come to Diamonds Last Forever on April 13th, because I'll get to share my story this time.
Oh, I'm so excited.
But I battled severe depression, like attempted suicide, and I was going to a chiropractor because I was in a car accident. And he was like, your muscles are so tight, I'm going to refer you to my massage therapist. 25, had never received a massage. This was my first time ever. I peeled myself out of the bed and said, okay, we're going to do this. When we get back, this is it. We're done. So when I say we're done, I was just going to end life, right? I got on that lady's table and she started massaging. And when I say, I just started to bawl. And she was like, are you okay? Does it hurt? I said, no, ma'am, you're fine. And so when she was done, I looked at her and said, you helped me figure out what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Oh my gosh, I'm like getting so emotional because this is like, it's so
I went and
powerful.
enrolled in school the next day,
Oh
and
my
I've been
gosh.
massaging for ever since then.
You know, people don't realize there is so much power in touch.
I
People
tell people all the time.
crave physical touch and they don't even, like, most people don't even realize it, but there is so much power in a hug and putting your hands on someone. I mean, it is just, it's so incredible how something that at that time in your life seemed like, well, probably like, why am I doing this? But it
Right.
literally changed the course of your entire life.
It definitely did. It definitely did. And to think I wasn't gonna go. Had I not gone, I wouldn't be here today. And so that goes to show, like, I had a purpose to be here. I had a purpose to be here. And so I'm passionate about what I do because my son pushed me to do it.
You know, and I just think that it's so important too when you talked about how for so long you kind of kept going, because I think people like to dictate how people should grieve without understanding, like, a lot of times our bodies go into protective mode until our body feels safe enough to heal and to feel those emotions. And that if we try to push people into grieving how we think they should grieve, it could actually damage them and break them more than allowing them to go through the process and just saying, what can I, how can I help you right now? How can I help you today? What can I do to be there for you today? And so I just think it's so powerful and important that you said that, because I know there are so many people who are going to hear that and be like, whew, I am not the only one who has had to do that.
But see, there's also what people fail to realize. There's seven stages to grieving. You don't go one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. So you don't go in order. So you can't tell me how to grieve. You can't tell me when to be done. But then not only that, we're forever grieving because when we feel like we've gotten over this loss, bam, another one comes along. And so now we're relieving.
It resurfaces all of that.
So, I will say I am in therapy now. So we talk about everything.
The best? Honestly, I tell people all the time, therapy is one of the best things you can do, because like someone is just literally sitting there listening to you and you come to so many conclusions on your own. Like, you really do.
And I love it, I never thought about talking to a therapist and this and the other. Listen, I look forward to those days. And if we miss a week, I'll be like, hey, what day are we scheduled?
Like, please, I need you in my life, BFF. You know, and
So,
I think it's cool though to see this generation, because I know, like, when I was growing up, therapy was not a thing. And I mean, I'm
oh
only
no.
33, but it our feelings were not talked about. And so when I went into psychology and social work, and I've now like taught my daughter like how to be in therapy and how to work through these emotions, it's like other generations look at me like, why are you doing that? You know, and
Yeah,
people
yeah.
just, there's such a misconception about therapy. So I love that you brought that up.
Yes, I love it.
Right. So I want to kind of dig into a little bit more with all of your businesses, because I know each business has a story. And I know you're going to share some of your story in April. So we won't go like super in depth, but I want to hear how through all of that, you were able to still build these successful businesses, because you've obviously faced personal challenges. And I think most women probably listening to this podcast in some form have faced some sort of loss, grief, personal challenge, setbacks. How did you keep going through that? And how were you able to get to where you are now through all of that?
So I would say with Lindsay's Healing Hands, that's the massage business. I had to just push through. Like I was just telling one of my staff members in here, I started and stopped my business three times. because they don't teach you entrepreneurship in
Amen.
school. They teach you to go work for somebody, right?
Yes.
So I didn't realize how much work went into it. But then when I tell you, once I was 100% dedicated,
Yeah.
I knew I had to do this for my son.
Yes. Yeah.
So the challenges of starting and stopping, the reasons on why I started and stopped, I'll say it, I failed.
Yeah.
But it's just like you falling, you get back up, right? So
Failure is
I
such an opportunity to learn.
it,
It is not an end
exactly. It,
sentence.
so I learn every time. And I just added what I learned into this last time. And I just kept pushing. I had to be dedicated. I had to be serious about this. And that's one thing, you either treat your business like a hobby or you treat it like a business. And I think I was treating it like a hobby at first, and expecting people to flock to me because, hey, I'm finished. I've got my license. They know about me. They can know about you, but they still don't have to support you, right? So, I think Lens's Healing Hands came about, and I know it came about, and I had to persevere because I had to remember my why. Why did I go into being a massage therapist? What made me want to do this? Because, honey, listen, I don't it's like, how do you not like touch, but you touch people all day long?
I totally get
Because
that.
the reason being, the power of touch. You can't have everybody touch you. Energy
It's so true.
transfers.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, amen to that, girl.
So it's like you have to be careful on who is touching you.
Yes. Oh, I can't even tell you how powerful it is. I actually just said to my husband last night, you're one of the only people I've allowed to like massage my feet and really touch me. And that's because of the safety I feel.
That part.
And I think it is so crucial to make sure that you are getting, because so many people have had trauma with touch.
Yes,
And I think
they
it's
have.
so powerful being able to connect with that person and not being afraid to say, I don't connect with you. I don't want touch from you. But coming to you and being like, okay, I feel safe now. And I think that's what you're really building. And
Yes, a
you
safe
ooze that
place.
out, just like being in your presence, like you are such a safe space. And I think what you're doing is so powerful.
I thank you. I thank you. And so
I
then,
love your story.
listen, we all have a story.
Yes, we do.
We all have a story. And then the wellness spot came. Listen, the wellness spot came right before COVID.
I feel like so many businesses and crazy things were birthed like right before COVID and during
Yes,
COVID.
yes. We opened up the I opened up the spa 2019, December of 2019. We
Oh
opened the
my
doors
gosh.
December 21st, and then had to shut down for
Yeah.
63 days.
Yep. Oh, I feel you so deeply on that with my photography. Like, hey, don't
64
go to
days.
work. No big
Yeah.
deal.
Yeah, it's okay. You can just sit at home. But I came up here and sat in the parking lot daily because this is my baby. I birthed this. How do you leave your baby unattended? You feel like a neglectful mom. You
Totally
know? And so the wellness spa came because I was trying to figure out, I partnered with a few other people that fell through, but that's okay because I'm here standing. And we tried to figure out, we had to come up with a business name because we all had our own business names, hence the Lens's Healing Hands. And, you know, so I had to figure out another name and I came up with the Wellness Spa.
Love it.
Well, it fit
Yeah.
because everybody in here does, all my ladies in here, they do something pertaining to wellness.
I love
I
that. How
didn't know
many
what
people
it
do you
was.
have in there in your spot?
So we have one, two, three. It's six of us in here.
Look at
It's
that.
six of us, and I have another space that I'm getting ready to open up. So there'll be seven.
And for and and wanting to almost not get out of bed one day, to going to a massage therapist, to having a building with seven other people in your building.
Yes.
That is, God is like, God is so good. I'm telling you.
So good. So good. And so, I found my passion in massage, and during finding my passion, I found my purpose.
Yes. Oh, yes.
People think they're one and the same, and they're not.
No. Oh, that's so
But
good.
so I'm very passionate about what I do. But during that, I found out, why do I do what I do?
Yeah.
I found out why I'm here, why
Yes.
God gave me a second chance, because that's what it was.
Is
Diamonds, honey.
yeah. Whew. And let me tell y'all, if you've not been to her event, we are gonna link her website. Make sure you go in April because the stories last year were just wow.
Mind blowing.
Yeah,
Yes.
like
Yes. Yes.
I could not believe the amount of women who were just, I mean, just able to persevere and overcome so much tragedy when society would say, hey, you're nothing anymore. And
Right.
yet all of us were on that stage, like, you counted us out when you shouldn't have.
Exactly. Don't count me out. And you know what the thing is? You don't know what the next person is carrying.
Yeah.
We have this mask on. And so when you come to Diamonds Last Forever, you are able to take the mask off and just be your authentic self.
Yes. Yes.
Be authentically you.
Yes.
I mean, there was hugs, we embraced each other, we cried, we laughed. It was an enjoyable time.
Yes.
And so this space is for women to share how they overcame. And each year there's a different theme.
Yeah.
So last year it was overcoming. And you was one of our speakers. And amazing story. Again, you wouldn't know what somebody has been through just by looking at them.
Yep.
So this year, 2024 is second chance.
Oh, I love that. That's so perfect. That is so
Second chance.
perfect.
Yeah. And it's open to anybody, race, creed, whatever. This space is for women. It's a sisterhood.
Yeah.
It's a judgment-free zone.
Yep.
And we just have a good time.
Yeah. And I loved that so many, there were people who were probably well into their 70s or 80s
Oh,
who
yeah.
came. There were young people who were teenagers. And it didn't matter. At the end of the day, we were all just a community of women who just had each other's back. And I know as a
Right.
speaker, like I just felt so loved and cherished, just like coming up to me and like, thank you for sharing your story. And you really never know how your one story, something you say in there, could
Yes.
completely alter someone's life. Just like when you went and got your massage, it completely altered your life. You are opening up a space where someone could hear something and look at them and be like, wow, they overcame all of that. Like,
I can
I
do it
can do
too.
that too.
Yes,
Yeah.
yes, yeah.
So tell us, I know there's a little story behind Diamonds Last Forever. So do you kind of want to go into that a little bit more? Because I know people after hearing this are they are going to want to be at your event.
So, Diamonds Last Forever came about a few years prior to starting in 2017. I tried to partner with a few ladies and get it up off the ground. And it was going to be sisters helping sisters through testimony. Well, we weren't able to do it. And then I was asleep at 3 o'clock in the morning. God gave me diamonds. And I'm like, what is diamonds? Like,
Right.
we know what a diamond is, right? So I
Yep.
had to do my research. Like, okay, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. You wouldn't have given me diamonds for nothing. Let me do some
Right.
research. So I had to figure out what a diamond is. Where does a diamond come from?
Yeah.
What does a diamond have to go through in order to be this beautiful stone that we all glorify, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's that part of it. But where did it actually come from? At the age of 34, and I'm not embarrassed to say it, I'm not a fighter. However, I got jumped by four people. Four people. And I'm face down on the pavement. Somebody's on my back, hitting me from behind. I'm getting hit from the right, getting hit from the left, and then hitting my face. So I'm just getting beat from every which direction, right? In my prayer, as I'm laying face down on the pavement, God, please don't allow them to kill me in front of my son. Because I have a 16-year-old. He'll be 16 on the 11th. He's screaming, crying, and I'm just like, I just want to get to my baby. And all I could think about was David and Goliath. The story of David and Goliath, like the giant. I felt like I was getting beat, which I was. However, I
Physically,
didn't physically. And so 5 months later, diamonds came about, which I'm in the process of writing a book. It's called Beat to Greatness.
Oh, I love that.
So I felt like in order for me to move forward in creating this platform, sometimes the inevitable has to happen. You have to get beat down because you're complacent. I was complacent. I kept hearing God say, I need you to do this. I need you to do this. I want you to start this. I need you to create this. I didn't feel like it was for me. I didn't feel like I
How
was
many of us
worthy
have
enough.
been there?
Right. I didn't feel like I was worthy enough to do it. So then, okay, you're not listening. So now I've got to push you. I had to beat you to greatness. They say the best revenge is your paper, is getting your paper, starting your business.
Imagine.
I could have retaliated, but I didn't. Guess what I did? I prayed for those that prayed on me.
And there is so much power and strength that comes from not retaliating
It
and going
definitely
after
is.
someone, but saying, you know what? I'm going to take this and I'm going to be better.
Build. So
So
with
much.
the stones that was thrown at me and that was used to beat me, I just used those and built a business. I built a platform for other ladies to come in and share. And it started from a ladies' night. When I say I was not gonna do this, it was a one-time thing. It was a one-time event. I said, okay, we're gonna do this. My first event for the public, I said, I'm gonna do 20 ladies. I wanted 20 guests. I had a panel. I had it was a full panel. And guess what? I almost canceled because the night before we only had one ticket sale.
Oh, wow.
I said, I am not. I mean, there were so many challenges after, like during the process. And so I reached out to the group of ladies, like I've, emailed with you guys and said, hey, I'm not gonna do this. I don't want to waste your time or mine. I value everybody's time. They said, no, we're gonna do this because we know each other's story a little bit, but we don't know what this can do for us. I said, okay, great. The day of, my goal was 20 people. The day of, we had 15 come to the door.
Oh,
And
wow.
so I said, okay, great. We're doing good.
I get it.
We're short five of the goal. That's okay. So I said, thank you, at the end, thank you for coming. Thank everybody for coming. And the response that I received, oh, I can't wait for you to do this again. Thank you for hosting this. When's the next event? And I'm just looking like, I no, not me. This is just a ladies' night.
Right. You're like, when is the next event? Good question.
Listen, 2024 will make 7 years.
And last year, your event had got so big, you had to move to Martin University,
Martin
which was a
University.
huge area with tables filled and vendors and everything.
So each year it just grows and grows and grows. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And we have it's all females. We have a female DJ, we have a female caterer, we have a female MC. There are husbands of the speakers want to attend. However, I have to say no. Because I want, if someone wants to share their story in the audience, or it might be one of our speakers still is not comfortable with sharing around men. I want this to be a platform where women, they're able to pour out to each other and not feel ashamed or hide what they want to say. So it's female vendors. It's just all for females.
And it is so powerful to just be in a room and the connections you make and seeing how many women are really out here succeeding and doing
Yes.
things and creating skincare lines. I mean, you have a skincare line too. Like, it is so amazing because I think day to day, women are judged so harshly and we're always under a microscope. But then you get to get in a room like that, and it's just like, no, there are a ton of women out here
Right.
succeeding. And success
Yes.
is so different. Some women are like, you know what? I'm succeeding at just being a mom, and that's enough for me.
Okay. That's
And
enough.
some women are like, you know what? I'm rocking this whole CEO thing. And so it's so cool to see so many walks of life. And like, I already have goosebumps. I'm so excited for this event. Oh, it's gonna be so good.
It is. And we're back at Brandy's place.
Nice. Her place is so fun. She
Yes,
does such a great job.
she does. She does. Living in the moments, have to do a shameless plug there.
Yes, we love her. You know, she was on our podcast last week, and I was
Yes, I
like,
listen.
two powerhouses back to back. Like, I don't know how I'm gonna match this. Keep going forward.
I want to add, I have teens come because I want them to see that we've gone through obstacles after obstacles, and we still are making it. The one thing that we didn't think that we would be able to overcome, guess what? We did, and we're here, and we're successful.
And you know, while I know it's open to all people, I just want to say though, like, seeing a room full of Black women succeeding and being vulnerable and sharing their stories, and then opening that up to those teens who can look up to you and be like, it doesn't matter what society is trying to say to me right now, I am worthy. That is so powerful because there's just not enough celebration for Black women. And so I commend you for that too, because
Thank you.
that is impactful in a way that you will probably never understand this side of Earth, you know? So
Well, I
I
appreciate
love
that.
that. Yeah, that is powerful. So, you know, is there anything else? I know we've kind of talked about a lot, and I know that we're gonna get to hear your full story in April, which I'm excited about. But is there any other advice, you know, you want to give to, you know, moms in general, you know, moms who are out here doing it on their own, or entrepreneurs that, you know, have faced different either mental health challenges or personal challenges, grief? How can they stay motivated and keep pushing forward? Like, what can you say to them as we kind of wrap up this episode, just to give them a little hope going into this next week?
So I would say, as far as grief goes, take your time. Take your time. Don't listen to the naysayers or family members or friends. You should be over this. You grieve on your terms.
Amen.
I would say make sure you grieve though, because a lot of people don't. We just sweep things under the rug and we go on about our daily lives, right? So try your best to seek counseling. I've told several people that have lost loved ones, it's time to seek grief counseling.
Yes, in grief counseling specifically, yes, it's so
Yeah.
powerful.
Yeah. But what you thought was gonna kill you made you go so much harder and keep pushing. Keep pushing. This is not my only, that was not my only struggle, but I made it over. I found my passion and my purpose through that. And sometimes you will. You'll figure out like you can be doing in a career for 20 years and then you have an obstacle and a challenge occur and you be like, this is not what I want to do.
Change your life in a split moment.
A split second.
Yep.
So life can be hard, but take your time. Include self-care.
Yes.
People
Amen.
take for granted how much self-care can add to us.
Yes. Fill our cups back up.
Fill your cup up. And when you feel empty, don't be ashamed to say no.
Right.
Because you cannot pour from an empty cup.
Amen to that.
You have to replenish your cup before you're able to help somebody else. So when you feel like, and no is a complete answer, no, you don't even have to explain it.
Right. No is a complete sentence, my friends.
No is a complete sentence. You do not have to explain your no. Now, if you feel good about explaining your no, then that's fine.
But you don't owe anyone
Because one
any
door
explanation.
closed, just because one door closed doesn't mean that it's the end of life. I had put a post up a few years ago and was like, my biggest fear is rejection. And I had somebody comment and she said, rejection is protection.
Yes. I live by that. Wholeheartedly.
Rejection is protection.
I love that. And you know what? I could talk to you for hours. This is why I was like so excited when you said you would come on. And this is why if y'all are listening, please make sure you go to her event. I promise you are going to be blessed when you leave this. So tell people where can they find you, either on Facebook, Instagram, whatever it is, so they can follow along and make sure they're able to get tickets or to come in and get those hands. Because, girl, I need you to put your hands on me. I need it.
Well, come and see me. So I am off of 54th and Keystone, 5436 North Keystone Avenue. We are right next to the Meijer on Keystone.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, my website is tlinza, that's TLINZA.com. Okay. That's where you can book your services. The tickets will be on there on that website as well. If not, actually it'll be on the Diamonds Last Forever website. But our event is going to be April the 13th, 2024. I am so excited. Like, listen, I already have my speakers. I am one of the speakers as well. And this will be my first year speaking.
Isn't
Look,
that so crazy?
super nervous.
Oh,
We
your
haven't even
story
got
is
to
going
it
to
yet,
make
and I'm
such an
super
impact.
nervous.
I can't wait to be in the audience.
And so, but you can find me on Instagram at Lindsay's Healing Hands. If you put the G, you don't get me. Okay. So there's no G on healing. And I am on Facebook as the same, Lindsay's Healing Hands. That's where you can find me. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me at 317-520-1108. Or you can email me at info@tlindsay.com.
Perfect. And we will link some of that in the show notes also. So thank you so much for joining me today. I
Well,
love
thank you for
talking to
having
you.
me.
I'm so excited to come hear you talk. And friends, I just wanted to remind you, in case no one has told you today, you are beautiful and you are loved. And I hope you never, ever forget that. Okay. Empowered voices, they change the world. We
They
had
do.
one here today. Make sure that you are sharing your story. And we will see you in April, Miss Linza.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me. Bye,
Thank
guys.
you.